Hello and welcome to TechTarget's expert podcast on figuring out who ought to be in charge of deploying an enterprise search initiative. I'm Jonathan Gourlay, site and news editor for searchcontentmanagement.com, and I'm joined today by Linda Moulton. Linda is currently the principal consultant at LWM Technology Services. Beginning with the release of Bibliotech software in 1980, she has been designing, implementing, and analyzing content in search-related technologies for the enterprise. She blogs and writes on information technologies and is an organizer of the Boston KM Forum and will be teaching a course on organizing information and knowledge for accessibility at Columbia University this fall. In 2008, Linda played a lead role in producing the Gilbane Report, Enterprise Search Markets and Applications, Capitalizing on Emerging Demand, and was the principal writer of a 2010 study, Semantic Software Technologies. Hello, Linda, and welcome to searchcontentmanagement.com's podcast booth.
Hey, Jonathan.
I am going to start off our conversation by jumping right into it. And, you know, I guess getting the right person or group to head up the enterprise search deployment seems to be a pretty typical dilemma for organizations. Can you begin by telling us whether the best approach is to appoint a single person or a team to head up the deployment?
Let me begin by stating that search is complex. And whether it's being deployed on a website for e-commerce or in the enterprise, it takes a lot of expertise and knowledge to do it really well. So initiating an enterprise search project requires leadership and sponsorship, but sustaining it is really the hard work, and a number of competencies are required. That said, it's just about impossible to find all of those ingredients that are needed in a single professional to head up the deployment and to execute. But you do need a leader who can assemble the team and will get you from startup to sustainability. So it's likely that the makeup of the team is going to change over time, but ideally you want one leader who's going to provide continuity and stability to keep it all going. So who that person is to lead and how much of a team you need really depends upon the business need, and that's where you need to start. So the head must be someone with a keen knowledge and understanding of that business need, leadership aptitude, obviously, good relationships with IT, and with content owners, because both are important ingredients, and also a sensitivity to cultural realities. And finally, you need someone with top-notch project management skills, because these are really complex things to address.
To follow along on that, whose job is it to appoint such a leader or to put together the team?
Well, I think that what I observe in a lot of organizations is self-organizing activities that go on as people become aware of maybe lapses in the business where there's been a failure process to account for and take care of and curate all of the information that gets generated in an enterprise. In an ideal world, I think I'd like to see, you know, someone in a senior management position, C-level position, who understands the need and understands how difficult it is and who really does have some understanding of what it takes to apply search to the enterprise to do that assignment.
It kind of makes sense to me that if the technology that enables good enterprise search is somewhat sophisticated, you'd want an IT person in charge of deployment. But you've written otherwise. Why not appoint an IT expert to the task?
Well, I certainly am not down on IT people. They are really critical to this whole operation. But as stated, search is complex and is really hard. It's a specialty with unique competencies required. But some are more artful in nature than skill-based. So while a knowledge of technology is useful, the execution is more about how technology is used and works than how it is built or how to build it. search expertise embodies how people use and relate to and seek information. So a team is going to have content specialists who have a sense or what I'd call a mental map of what content is, where it is, how it's being sought and used. The leader must have a solid understanding of all the technologies, including desktop tools, for content capture, metadata and terminology management, and search engines, and how they must be integrated for optimal results. They really are going to be responsible for orchestrating everything behind the scenes in order to present a unified and usable interface that's simple for all employees to navigate. So there aren't too many IT professionals that bring a deep knowledge of content organization techniques and business uses to their work, and that's really what's needed to present that orchestration.
In addition to the deep knowledge of content that may be necessary, is it more important to have someone with linguistic skills or expertise in charge of deployment and the ongoing management of the initiative, or is that skill set more important for end users?
I think it helps to have someone on the team with that kind of a background, and especially in disciplines where the language is kind of arcane, obscure, and highly specialized.
And if successful deployment and ongoing implementation of enterprise search is also then more about understanding business needs, what business divisions would be better prepared to lead the way?
Well, Jonathan, in my experience, large enterprises with many functional areas need different kinds of content, information that relates to their specific job assignments. So marketing needs access to product information that might have been written by the technical writing department, but also to strategic plans and positioning material from the business development group. That might include things as simple as PowerPoint presentations. Engineers are going to be focused on technical documentation, but also very specialized documents such as CAD drawings and specifications. Legal and finance are going to have their own unique needs for search. So for these reasons, one search solution, and this may be heresy to some people, may not fit all requirements, and content may need to be organized around functional areas, with an ideal state several iterations later that unifies all the content through a single interface or portal. It's really important to parse the needs along logical business lines, taking implementation in small bites instead of trying to do it all at once. On the other hand, flat organizations like professional services enterprises, think law and consulting, or merchandising wholesalers, would generally have an easier task in that respect.
And since we're talking about the possibility of quite a wide variety of business needs, I'm guessing, however, that because enterprise search requires some integration with other technology systems, that one shouldn't simply rely on a business pro. So I'm wondering what kind of role IT might actually play in deployment.
IT is absolutely part of the solution, and there are a lot of roles that they play. They are needed during software evaluation, to provide computing infrastructure architecture information, for example. They're needed to provide a platform and install software for a proof of concept or a POC evaluation. That's a very common stage in evaluating software, narrowing down choices. They are needed in planning for ongoing computer resources and issues around security and access control lists. Many solutions will require an application programming interface development or an API, use of an API, in order to integrate disparate software systems. And so that's where their programming skills will be needed. So they have a wide range of responsibilities and plenty of knowledge about things that are key to search.
One thing you hear about when talking about other types of software is vendor fit and always taking a look at that and the specific needs of the company. So I wanted to ask, does vendor fit or, say, the use case help determine who should be in charge in any way?
It does. And developing use cases in order to evaluate software is really very important. I think one of the reasons that I've had some issues in the past with IT being put in charge of the solution is that they're going to look for vendors with a high rate of visibility, with a lot of, with a huge installed customer base, and many of them also specialize in things other than search. Search may have been an add-on product. They may have acquired it from another company. And the bottom line is that there are so many specialized use cases that it's really hard to find some of the large search engine vendors able to deliver to those special uses. So that's a very important consideration. And IT has to be respectful of the fact that the business owner is going to understand better what that use is.
And are there people with skills that straddle both IT and the business realm who may have a deep understanding of the integration needs search has with other technology?
This is hard, and I think it's because search technology is relatively new. And so, we aren't graduating people with degrees in search technology. The educational training of people on the team is hard to identify, and higher education is grappling with this area right now as we move from search and research being primarily from the domain of librarian and information scientists with graduate degrees to people with MBAs or people with communications degrees or, as you mentioned earlier, even linguistics. Advanced degrees in knowledge management, where I will be teaching, do have courses that address search and findability for the enterprise. But until these types of courses are more widespread, finding people who have experience would include considering searchers and researchers as corporate or technical librarians, editorial experts, analysts and researchers, communications specialists, and writers also all have competencies that must be valued.
And are you seeing is there a trend in education for coming up or adding courses in knowledge management? Is that something that's happening, or does it really need a bigger boost than has been happening?
I'm seeing it in two areas. I'm seeing MBA programs adding courses that relate to knowledge management, and I see library and information science graduate schools shifting a focus away from some of the old core competencies of cataloging and indexing to a broader focus on what's needed in the business environment. And we still need people who have those skills of, say, organizing and categorizing information, but it must be done in the context of enterprises in quite a different way than you would, say, for a public or school library, for example, where it's more about finding, specific items than it is about finding deep knowledge that you need some skill for in the enterprise.
Well, thanks, Linda. You've given us a lot to think about, and thanks very much for stopping by the podcast booth.
Great. Nice talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. That was Linda Moulton, Principal Consultant at LWM Technology Services. And for searchcontentmanagement.com, I'm Jonathan Gurley. Thanks for listening.